Our next talk will be from Dr. Janelle Stewart, who'll be talking to us about doxycycline post-exposure prophylaxis for prevention of STIs among cisgender women.
Thank you for the opportunity to present today. I'll be speaking on behalf of the DPEP Kenya study team. Cisgender women bear the highest burden of morbidity and mortality from bacterial STIs, specifically chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis, which can lead to severe sequelae. In cisgender men and transgender women taking HIV PrEP, the high rates of STIs, with high rates of STIs, doxycycline post-exposure prophylaxis reduced incident STIs. Cisgender women taking HIV PrEP in southern and eastern Africa have high incidence rates of STIs, and in many cases, higher than among men taking PrEP in high-income countries. We conducted the first trial of doxycycline PrEP among cisgender women. We conducted an open-label, one-to-one randomized trial of 200 milligrams of doxycycline hyclate taken within 72 hours of sex, compared with standard of care. We enrolled 449 non-pregnant cisgender women aged 18 to 30 years who were taking daily oral HIV PrEP in Kisumu, Kenya. Participants were followed for 12 months during 2020 to 2022. The use of contraception was not required to participate, and if participants became pregnant, doxycycline was held. Study visits were every 3 months and included genital STI testing, followed by treatment and test of cure. Participants also received weekly text message surveys asking the number of days they'd had sex that week or the number of days that they had had and the number of days they had taken doxycycline that week. The primary endpoint was quarterly incidence of any STI, chlamydia, gonorrhea, or syphilis. The trial was designed to accrue at least 88 primary endpoints for 80% power to detect a 50% reduction in incident STIs, comparing doxycycline PEP with standard of care. Because we anticipated a low incidence of syphilis in Kenya, as well as a high incidence of tetracycline-resistant gonorrhea, we also pre-specified to fully power for chlamydia alone. The primary analysis is an intention-to-treat analysis. We also planned an additional analysis to censor follow-up data collected during pregnancy. 224 participants were randomized to doxycycline PEP, and 225 were randomized to standard of care. The median age was 24, and the median time on HIV PrEP at enrollment was 7 months. The prevalence of STIs was high at 18%, primarily due to a high rate of chlamydia. There was no major differences between the study groups. Overall retention rate was high, with 97% of follow-up visits completed. 81% of weekly text message surveys were completed, and participants reported taking doxycycline PEP at least as many days as they had had sex that week in 78% of the weekly surveys. 80 pregnancies occurred during the study. Doxycycline was held during pregnancy and accounted for 10% of follow-up time, and 5% additional follow-ups are 5% holds for other causes. Overall STI incidence was high at 27 per 100 person years. Incident STI events were detected at 109 follow-up visits, 85 chlamydia, 31 gonorrhea, with 5 including both, and 1 syphilis. 50 were among those assigned to doxycycline PEP and 59 among those assigned to standard of care, with no statistically significant difference between groups. Among the 85 incident chlamydia infections, 35 were among those assigned to doxycycline PEP and 50 to standard of care, with no statistically significant difference between groups. This was also true for gonorrhea. In analysis censoring follow-up time during pregnancy, there was no statistically significant difference between overall STI incidence or chlamydia incidence. Subgroup analyses, including by age, contraception use, transactional sex, and STI detection at baseline, found similar results. The time to first incident STI and time to first incident chlamydia infection were not statistically different by study group. There were no serious adverse events related to doxycycline use, and rare holds were due to rashes or gastrointestinal upset. 4 participants reported social harms related to doxycycline use. There were no incident HIV infections in either study group. In initial testing of a limited number of samples, high-level tetracycline-resistant Neisseria gonorrhea, or TETM, was detected in all gonorrhea samples at baseline and follow-up in both groups. There was no detection of TETC and chlamydia. There are several possible explanations for the lack of STI prevention with doxycycline PEP among cisgender women compared with the trials among cisgender men and transgender women also presented today. One interpretation may be that doxycycline does not prevent STIs in endocervical tissue. Antimicrobial resistance should be considered. To date, there are no known cases of resistant chlamydia globally. However, the high prevalence of tetracycline-resistant gonorrhea in Kenya likely contributes to our null gonorrhea result. Adherence is essential for drug effectiveness and needs to be considered. We designed a trial to maximize adherence, and self-reported adherence was high but imperfect. We recruited from HIV PrEP clinics to identify people already taking pills for prophylaxis, and no incident HIV infections occurred. The open-label trial design was used so that participants knew they were receiving doxycycline and not a placebo. Participants also received adherence support with weekly text messages and discrete pill carriers. Further work is ongoing to assess the potential roles of biology and/or behavior to explain our null results. In conclusion, in a randomized controlled trial, the use of doxycycline post-exposure prophylaxis did not reduce incident bacterial STIs among cisgender women taking HIV PrEP with a high prevalence and incidence of STIs. The current burden of STIs on cisgender women is large and growing, and STI prevention interventions remain needed. We thank the young women who volunteered to participate in this study, the Kenya Medical Research Institute study team, and the University of Washington study team, and our funder. I would also like to thank my mentors, Professor Bakusi and Professor Baton.